It's been 2 years since the World Health Organization declared a COVID-19 global pandemic, and nearly that long since the federal government put student loans on hold.
Which was supposed to be a reprieve for people who were paying off those loans. The payments were supposed to start up again on the 1st of May, but a recent email from the U.S. Department of Education has thrown that deadline into doubt.
Let's find out more with NPR's education correspondent Corey Turner. Corey, there are more than 40 million Americans with federal student loans. What can you tell us about this email and what it means for them?
Yeah, so this internal email was sent by the Ed Department to representatives of the government's big student loan servicers. So these are the companies that actually deal with borrowers, manage their payments. And the email said, don't reach out to borrowers about the fact that they are supposed to start repaying their loans in May. Don't send any heads up, no billing statements, no reminders. The email was obtained by NPR, first reported by Politico. Now, I need to be clear here. It did not say explicitly that this payment moratorium would be extended. And when I reached out, neither the Ed Department nor the White House would confirm an extension. But it is not a stretch to say this email means an extension is possible, if not likely, because the department obviously has a legal obligation to communicate with borrowers multiple times before payments can resume, and it is simply running out of time.
And for anyone, I mean, that's got to feel like at least a sigh of relief maybe for at least a little while. So do we have any idea why this email went out and what's happening behind the scenes?
Yeah, I think there is lingering concern about restarting loan payments with inflation as high as it is. But I think it's also pretty clear, A, that the White House is still grappling with what to do overall about student loans. You got to remember, you know, many in President Biden's own party are really frustrated with him because he campaigned on canceling at least $10,000 in debt per borrower, something he hasn't done. So liberal Democrats in Congress, including Senators Elizabeth Warren, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, have been pushing Biden to cancel student debt. A few days before this Ed Department email went out, the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, appeared on the podcast, Pod Save America, and Klain promised clarity. He said Biden would either make a decision once and for all about cancellation before this moratorium ends in May, or Klain said Biden will extend the moratorium again. It's also worth remembering, though, this payment moratorium has already been extended several times by both the Biden and Trump administrations. So ultimately, this email telling servicers to hold off is really the department's way of trying not to confuse borrowers any more than they already are.
Okay, so what should the tens of millions of borrowers who still need to pay off their student loans plan for?
Well, for the moment, they should still assume that they're going to need to start repaying their loans in May. I think that's really important until something officially changes. The challenge now for Biden, though, is that May return to repayment is really close to November's midterm elections. You know, the White House is in a bind. Republicans are pushing back hard, saying, you know, the pause was bipartisan when it started, but hiring is booming now. Not collecting on these loans has cost the government a lot of money. It also doesn't take a political genius to know that for Biden and Democrats, there is very little political upside in asking tens of millions of borrowers to restart their student loan payments just a few months before they go to the polls.